At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In the last episode, we explored deja vu in dreams and the uncanny feeling of reliving something you've seen before. Today, we'll move deeper into the mystery of the mind itself. Our focus is the subconscious mind, that vast hidden reservoir of thoughts, feelings, and desires that often makes its way into our dreams. Why do dreams reveal things we don't admit to ourselves when we're awake? Can they help us understand the parts of our mind that stay hidden? And how much truth can we actually find in the symbols and stories our subconscious presents at night? The human mind can be divided into different layers. Our conscious mind is what we use every day to think logically, make decisions, and interact with the world. Beneath that lies the subconscious and unconscious, which store our automatic habits, memories, fears, and unspoken desires. Dreams are often seen as the language of the subconscious. They bypass logic and filters, expressing thoughts in symbolic, emotional, or fragmented ways. This is why dreams can sometimes shock us. They reveal truths we didn't even know we were carrying. Sigmund Freud believed that dreams were the royal road to the unconscious. To him, every dream was a form of wish fulfillment. Desires that were too shameful or unacceptable to express, while awake found symbolic expression in dreams. For example, being locked out of a house might symbolize fear of rejection, while flying might represent longing for freedom. While many of Freud's specific ideas have been criticized, his core insight, that dreams reflect hidden desires and conflicts, still influences psychology and therapy today. Carl Jung expanded on Freud's ideas, suggesting that dreams are not just about repressed wishes, but also about guiding us towards self-understanding. Jung argued that the subconscious contains archetypes, universal symbols like the shadow, the hero, or the wise old man, that appear in dreams to help us integrate different parts of our personality. In this view, dreams aren't just random. They're conversations with a deeper self, nudging us toward growth and balance. Many of us have had dreams that reveal what's going on beneath the surface. Stress dreams, being unprepared for a test, or showing up late often reflects hidden anxiety or pressure in daily life. Relationship dreams, arguments, reunions, or betrayals in dreams may highlight emotional concerns we haven't fully acknowledged. Symbolic fears, being chased might represent avoidance of an uncomfortable truth. Falling may signal insecurity or fear of failure. These dreams don't tell us the future, but they can reveal the emotional truth of the present. From a neuroscience standpoint, the subconscious influence in dreams comes from how the brain replays and reorganizes experiences. During REM sleep, emotions and memories are processed in ways that bypass logical thought. This allows deeper, hidden patterns to surface, patterns we may not notice during waking life. Dreams can feel profound, but they're not always literal truths. They're best understood as symbolic reflections of the subconscious. Just as a painting can capture an emotion without showing reality exactly, dreams can capture hidden truths without spelling them out directly. The key is interpretation, looking at your dreams not as predictions, but as messages from within. Practical ways to explore your subconscious through dreams. Keep a dream journal. Writing dreams down strengthens recall and makes patterns more visible. Look for emotional themes. Ask what the dream made you feel, rather than focusing only on images. Identify symbols. Consider what recurring objects or people might represent in your personal life. Reflect, don't overanalyze. Dreams provide clues, not absolute answers. Use them as a mirror, not a script. Dreams are powerful because they come from a part of us we rarely hear, the subconscious. They expose our fears, hopes, and hidden emotions in ways that waking life often masks. Whether you see them as psychological messages or simply creative brain activity, dreams are a reminder that so much of who we are lies beneath the surface. In our next episode, we'll explore the role of dreams in trauma and healing, how people use dreams to process pain, and why nightmares are so common after traumatic events. Until then, sleep well and listen closely to the voice of your inner mind. This is the science behind dreams.